He's just back in Sydney Town after his calling of the Melbourne Storm Canberra Raiders game. What an incredible game of footy that was. And, of course, we've got the big clash out there at Bankwest Stadium. And it's the Eels in action in semi-final football.
Go Parra.
As we said, I think this bloke used to play for Parramatta. Anyway, we'll get him on the line. Peter Sterling's here. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gents. May I say that you put me in good company this morning. I heard your interview with one of my favourite people in the world, Josh Parr. Well,
yeah,
great jock and a champion young man.
He's a good fellow, isn't he, Pete? So,
yeah, good golfer too. So don't take him on the golf course. Single marker on the golf course.
You know he rides motorbikes too?
Does
he? He's a gun on the motorbikes. Yeah, he loves his need for speed, Josh Parr. So.
Yeah, very good. Hey, Sterling, that was an incredible match for so many reasons down there at Amy Park. What was your big takeout for that one?
Well, the big takeout was, did you notice in the second half when the players ran back out, they ran through flag bearers? flag. That might be a sign of the future.
Funny that.
Wonderful contest, really hard fought, certainly very, very physical. I didn't think it was a game that really opened up at all.
Mm-hmm.
But Canberra did a great job, and I think they showed the mentality that you must have at this stage of the season in finals football, that if that's what it takes, you need to be prepared to win in the 80th minute. To be patient, and they were rewarded last night for having that mentality and now get the week off.
Exactly. Pete, we had Zorba on earlier saying how important the number seven is in finals footy. Jimmy mentioned last night that he thought Caesar had one of his best games for the Raiders, and he did step up last night. I know the Englishman, particularly Bateman, was outstanding, but so important for that number seven to do his role.
Yeah, I thought Aiden Caesar's second half of the season has been really impressive. And, that's been the area in Canberra for a couple of seasons now. They just haven't quite nailed that right combination. Mm. So it's been a masterstroke moving Jack Whiten to 5'8". That has certainly helped the game of Aiden Caesar. I guess, in reference to that, it puts a bit of a spotlight on Bankwest this afternoon too, because the criticism, I suppose, of Brisbane is that they haven't found that combination. So a lot of pressure on Jake Turpin being the number seven. And, whilst they've got a great forward pack, I do think that one of the important areas that Parramatta need to concentrate on is putting a lot of pressure on the littler men, on Turpin and Milford, when they're both up in that front line.
Without putting, delving too much into pathways and all that, Pete, and looking at the halfbacks, is it something we're going to see more and more of in this modern game, given the fact how tough it is physically for people to be in a defensive line, and if you're not, that you get found out very quickly, and to those people who have the ability to control the game and have the skill set to do the same, as in fewer and fewer halfbacks coming through the game these days?
Oh, look, I still think there's plenty of talent coming through, and I don't know if the role has changed that much. What I found worked for me is, if you just play in between Ray Price and Brett Kenny, that will
help.
If you can't play well there, you can't play. I'm not that perturbed, especially with so many of the clubs now coming up with, academies, the excellence academies. And I think we're going to see a lot more effort and time put into the development of young playmakers. I don't know whether, that has been an emphasis in our game for a period of time, but I think that's certainly been recognised now. And we've got some wonderful young players coming through. I'm not that concerned about it. The game has changed in so many different ways, but if you've got a halfback who can manage the game well, who's got a good kicking game and is strong defensively, I think you're in good position. And, Mitchell Moses has clearly had his best season.
Yeah.
Since coming into the top grade. But, he's 24 years of age and he's played over 100 first grade games, so it is his time.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, we'll ask you about the Eels Broncos in a second. If I could take you back to Friday night, you talk about a halfback who kicking game, who can manage a game, none better than Cooper Cronk. Luke Carey was fantastic. The Roosters that first half, methodical but brilliant. They are the team to beat now.
Well, I think they've always been the team to beat, no doubt about that. And it's interesting when you have a look at the development of Luke Keary. If they are grooming him to be the man to take over from Cooper Cronk in that role that Cooper has played, boy, he's a long way in front of where you thought he was going to be. I thought Keary was remarkable the other night. If you have a look at the highlights of that game, he is in every one of them. Mm. yet he still does all his little stuff right. You know, he's a strong defender, all the little things that you need to do. But when it comes to the moments in games, he owned them the other night.
Yeah.
So Cooper Cronk has obviously been a wonderful influence on him. You know, I guess when you're talking about the influence of Cooper Cronk, the fact that he played, was selected in a grand final to play a game where he really didn't touch the ball much and didn't come up with a tackle shows just how important he can be just by being out there and moving the players around and talking to them. That, like, that's never been done in our game before.
No.
Somebody selected that, you know, is not going to be a part of the game as such.
Yeah.
Quite unique.
Yeah. I often quote the stats that came out of that game of the 90 times that the halves received the footy. Keary got it 80 times.
Well, Keary, we had a blind,
didn't Cronk had it 12 times. Yeah. So usually you don't see that. What about Mitch Moses? Mm. You've had a little bit to do with him, Pete. There's always pressure that comes on the number seven for the Parramatta Eels. I blame you for that. why has he been able to have his best season in the NRL thus far?
Well, I think he understands his game better now and the game that is needed from him. There's never been any doubt about his natural ability, but, you know, he's a little bit like, you know, maybe a Benji Marshall early in his career as well, a little bit frantic with the football and sort of maybe went for the lower percentage plays too often. But now I think he's just got a really good read on what is required from him. You know, I think he's a wonderful player from a quick play of the ball, so he needs to put himself in a situation to take advantage of that. Kicks the ball really well. You know, he's the personality of the football team. In many ways, I think your number seven, you know, develops into being that. So it's really important that the personality is right, because what they do is infectious. You know, if Mitch's head goes down, you know, the Parramatta players' heads will go down. So you can't allow that to happen. Now, the greatest piece of advice I've ever heard, and it came from Ricky Stewart when he was talking many years ago, I heard him in a shed talk to Ben Roberts. And he said to Ben Roberts, play fast, think slow. And that's, I think, the greatest piece of advice you can give any playmaker, and I think it's applied to Mitch this year. And I'm really confident that he can go out there. He needs to build his game, so the first thing he needs to address this afternoon is his defence, make sure that the contact is great, and things tend to fall in place after that. Nail his kicking game, and then just make sure that, you know, he's focused, but he's relaxed as well, plays his game, and as I say, he's infectious to this Parramatta team, so he's a real key this afternoon against a very strong Brisbane side.
Pete, I take your point, re the halves, particularly Mitchell Moses. This game, where will it be won and lost?
Well, if Parramatta play like they did in the second half last week, they'll get beaten, Ray. Mm. I thought they were really poor against Manly, who surprisingly just weren't able to take advantage of that. Parramatta need to complete high. I think the best chance for the Eels is to move the Brisbane side around. And I think Parramatta played their best football through second phase play. Mm-hmm. Now, they've got a number of long-range tries this year from their own half, and that has come from that style of play, especially from a guy like Manu Mahu or a Junior Paulo. The other way you move big men around is to kick. I'd like to think that maybe Mitch Moses will kick early this afternoon and, you know, turn these Brisbane players around. And the Broncos, you know, obviously their strength are this unbelievably talented group of big men in the middle there, young
huge
players
forwards,
coming through. Yeah. You know, Haas and Fifita and Lodge, you know, if they get some momentum and some ascendancy through the middle, you know, that's going to bring Milford into play and their outside back. So... like all finals game, it's going to be one in the middle, but I think there'll be a different approach. I know there was a golden point match between these two sides only a matter of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I do think that this has the potential that if one side gets on top, that they could actually run away with it to some degree. It's just a matter of which side can put themselves in a position to do that.
Mm-hmm. Pete, we really appreciate your time. Yeah. We know you just jumped off a plane. You've got commitments with the Footy Show on Channel 9 coming up very shortly, and then, of course, Calling the Footy this afternoon with Channel 9 as well. Appreciate it, mate, and no doubt we'd love to do it again if that's a possibility.
Anytime, guys. Always good fun.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Peter Stirling, one of the greats of the modern era. Mm. And there you go. He's saying it could be a blowout either way.
Yeah, it's interesting. James, naive question, but Bankwest Stadium, how much will that be a plus for Parramatta?
I went within a whisker of asking Peter Stirling, how much does the stadium play a part today?
Okay. Because so it's not a naive question.
I think it does, no doubt about it.